Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with two members of the Pella Girls soccer team, Haley Van Howling and Annika Stoltzfus. First of all, ladies, congratulations. What does it mean to be playing again and to get that first win? Haley, I'll start with you.
It's just really exciting. We're a really young team this year, so we were kind of nervous going into it, but we played really well together, and I think it's going to be a really good season.
Well, and Annika, this is a fairly new team. You had a big senior class that graduated, and your role has changed. You were in the back mid last year, kind of playing more the mid. What was it like out there for the first time being in that center field position, transitioning from offense to defense and back and forth?
You know, it's really fun. I played with Abby Warner for years before, and it's kind of just going back to the same old ways of passing her the ball and giving her those assists, and it's different, but I really like the field and just like seeing all the extra space out there instead of being in the back so much and just like talking with your teammates. I mean, it's a big difference from playing with all those seniors last year and just meeting all the new girls, and I think we have great potential. So,
well, and Haley, you've got some new faces after Annika moved up. Yeah. You got Mia back there and then a couple of newbies, at least consistently on varsity. What's it been like communicating now that you're kind of the veteran back there? I know Mia's obviously a leader too, but how the two of you tried to lead from behind knowing that you've got a lot of new faces out there?
Me and Mia actually used to play that position forever, and so last year was a lot different, and so we kind of just got right back into it this year. We played with a lot of these girls in our past years, but I think just being leaders is what we're trying our best to do, and just making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be.
Well, and Annika, what's it just been like overall as a team? You've got, I think, what, 10 new freshmen, and then there's the mix of sophomores through seniors. How have you tried to be a leader to those new girls and get them used to the program, knowing that this is their first time playing varsity ball and they've got some really good teams ahead of them?
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of them have been really shy, but just getting them in the field and just bonding with them over team meals and practices and just talking to them a lot, it's just really helped them, I think, and just like knowing how to play with us again, because we used to play with them back in the day, but like reconnecting with them is a really big deal. And I think we kind of got like a sense of that tonight, of like just remembering how we used to play with each other and passing each other the ball and how we like just play off of each other. I think we did a great job tonight in just showcasing that, just because we haven't done it for probably like 3 years it's been, so.
Well, and Haley, this team, obviously, it has a lot of tradition behind it, too. How have you tried to, you know, establish that with those younger players, too, knowing that last year you were kind of the newbie on the team, especially after the COVID year? And how have you tried to be a leader, even though you're a little bit younger and a little bit closer to them in age?
I think it's just really important to be close on and off the field. So we've been doing a lot of connecting in the off season too with open gyms. We tried to get as much people there as we could, and we've just been really welcoming to them and trying to make them feel as comfortable as possible with us, and like they're not underclassmen, just with us.
Well, Annika, this team plays one of the toughest schedules in Class 2A, both in conference with the Little Hawkeye and out of conference. You got teams like Lewis Central and Waverly Shell Rock, ADM, these really, really good teams that are at state a lot. How have you tried to prepare yourself, and what are your goals, especially in that midfield, knowing that there's a lot of really good teams ahead of you?
So my goals is just really trying to connect the offense and defense together and just using that filled space with passing it back to Mia and Eliza and just going all over and like passing back and forth from the field. And I think opening up that space between the offense and defense will really help us. And just like passing on and off of Anna and then to Abby up front is just, I think that's going to help us the most, and just staying strong, because we are a new team and they haven't like played those really tough girls out there yet. But I think with practices and like just over and over repetition, it's going to help them get comfortable in those positions.
Well, and Haley, this league last year, you got to see some of the best scorers in Iowa, and you're going to see them yet again. They're going to be attacking your net, and it's not any different maybe than club ball over the years too, but how did last year in this conference get you ready for them, knowing that the Jocelyn Terpsters in the world and the good girls at Norwalk and DCG are going to be constantly attacking you, and that you're that back line of defense?
I think it's just trying to not hesitate on anything and just going for every ball when I can and communicating as good as I can. I try to do as much in practice as I can, and we try to shoot a lot so we can be ready for those tough shooters. Like, we have Abby, which is really good to get us ready because she's amazing at shooting.
As we saw earlier tonight, two goals already against Winterset. Annika, this team always likes to be at state, always likes to win the conference. What is it going to take? You kind of talked about it in your role, but overall, what do you think it's going to take to be one of those final eight teams and to be near the top of the standings this year in the conference?
I think it's going to take more than just practice. I think we're going to have to do a lot of team bonding and just reconstructing of those senior gaps that have graduated. I think just working extra hard at practice and just taking that extra time and not just like goofing around and having fun, but like doing more than that and just really getting focused and in the mindset of that.
Should be a very fun spring. Haley Van Howling, Annika Stoltzfus, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much and look forward to seeing your girls play all season. Thank you.
Thank you.